We're going to begin this news hour in the east of Ukraine, where at least 30 people have been killed in a rocket attack. Ukrainian officials say Russia struck a train station in the city of Kramatorsk. An evacuation effort was underway when two rockets hit the station. More than 100 people were wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described Russia as an evil with no limits after the attack. Donetsk separatists have described it as Ukrainian provocation. Well, let's speak to Ased Beg now, who's in Kharkiv Forest. Let's start with this attack on the train station. What more do we know about it, Ased?
Well, we know that for the last 5 days, the regional governor has been telling people not to wait and to leave Kramatorsk. Now, it is about 200 kilometers away from here. It's in the east of the country. Now, people were flocking to that train station, wanting to evacuate to safer parts of the country. Now, some of the latest information that we have from the regional administration is that the preliminary figures at the moment are 27 dead, including two children and over 30 injured. Now, they've said that is preliminary, that could change. And the pictures that we've been seeing are absolutely harrowing, people strewn across the floor outside that train station. But people are still wanting to leave because the fear is that Russia is mounting or getting ready for a new offensive, and the east of the country will be a part of that. That's where they will be concentrating. So it is a very, very tragic scene that we're seeing. Lots of pictures and video that we've been seeing. But those people still want to leave. The advice from the governor and the officials have been to leave that area to safer parts of the country.
You're in Kharkiv, as I mentioned, and Kharkiv has been seeing constant shelling, certainly for the last few hours. Just tell us what's been happening there.
Well, this morning we've been here hearing constant shelling and artillery fire. We've heard anti-aircraft fire. We heard an aircraft above and saw it drop a bomb also this morning. But the administration here says over the last 24 hours there's been 48 incidents, including a shell hitting a hospital. Now, they say that 15 people have been injured. There's intense fighting taking place southeast of Kharkiv in a city called Izium, where the Russians have control of that. And it seems like there is a lot of activity taking place all night and all day. We're hearing the guns going off every few minutes. And that's just the norm here currently. But as I said, the Russians have said that they will start their new phase where they want to concentrate on the east of the country. And the fear is that things here in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, could get worse.
Ased, thank you very much indeed. Ased Beg talking to us from Kharkiv. Let's go to Dostan Rubari, who's in Moscow for us. And mentioned before, the Donetsk separatists have been saying that this attack on the train station at Kramatorsk, they're describing it as a Ukrainian provocation. What's Moscow saying to all of this?
Well, we've been hearing from the Russian defense minister here, who say that they reject the claims that Kiev is making, that they're responsible for this attack. According to the Russian defense ministry, the Tochka-U missile that was used in this attack is something that is commonly used by the Ukrainian military, and the Russians had no activity in that area on Friday, April 8th. And they also highlight the fact that this is the same kind of missile that was used on a previous attack on March 14th in the city of Donetsk that killed 17 people in eastern Ukraine. They are saying that this is yet another provocation by the part of the Ukrainian military to try and engage the Russians in that area. We also want to highlight that this is the region that the Russians have said they want to concentrate the second phase of their so-called special military operation in, that is the eastern part of Ukraine. According to Russian officials, earlier in March, during those talks in Istanbul, they said that they had completed phase one and they were going to withdraw their troops from around the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, and they're going to focus on their operation in eastern part of Ukraine. Of course, this is where it all started. That is in the Donetsk and Lugansk region, where there are Russian-backed separatist groups that are trying to retake what they claim is rightfully their land, which is part of Ukraine at the moment. And the fighting that has been going on there is what the Russian military is involved with.
Dorsa, thank you very much indeed. Dorsa Jabari talking to us from Moscow.